This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
That is good. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, my name's Nate and I am the Youth Coordinator at Waka Queer Youth.
Also known as Wacky.
Yes, Wacky, yeah. I started coming as a youth member to Wacky about 2 years ago, before I was in a staff position. When I just come out to all my friends and stuff as trans, so it was a big support for me. I'm also an early childhood teacher, and that's about it.
So you're from Hamilton?
Yes, I'm from Hamilton.
Have you always been from Hamilton?
Yep.
Born in Hamilton?
Yep.
So you're a proper Hamilton person?
Proper, like never moved outside of Hamilton.
Yeah. So it's like the big barriers.
Yeah.
I shall not leave this place.
The dome.
The dome. Well, it is a dome, really, because there's like hills surrounding us, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Apart from the lakes and the river.
And the bridges, few bridges.
Follow the river. Follow the river to get out of here.
Follow the river and return again.
Go to Lake Taupo.
Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah. So, how old are you?
I am 24.
24? Mm-hmm. Yes, finally someone that's older than me.
What? I get a lot.
What is your gender identity?
Male.
Male. Is that your sex sex gender as well?
No.
No.
I was born female.
You were born female.
Yeah.
Right. And what is your sexuality?
I am bisexual.
Bisexual. And what's your cultural identity?
Kiwi.
And what is your gender expression?
Feminine,
masculine.
Feminine. Depends on the day. I present mainly masculine. Mm. In a slightly camp way sometimes.
So you just go wake up and say, "Hello, my name is Nate."
Yes.
It is. Really?
Yeah.
Just have left foot stomping and the other one skipping. Dun, 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 dun.
Sometimes it's like, I'm going to wear all black in my Metallica t-shirt. And then sometimes it's like, I'm going to go for sparkles.
Yeah. With a tutu.
Yes.
Yes. A tutu is sparkles.
Well, I've never worn a tutu to work.
So when did you realise that you were transgendered?
I've always known it was something slightly obscure about myself, but I only found the word that kind of clicked in to everything when I was about 16. Mm. Yeah, and then continued to deny it until I was like 19.
Yeah. So how about, when did you realise that you were bi?
Really early, like, I kind of discovered I liked both genders when I was about 10, you know, when you go through the I'm gonna hold your hand stage. I was holding everyone's hand. I was the bridge between the groups.
It's like, bring everybody together.
Yeah. Don't touch me. Hey, you got boy gems. Oh, you got girl gems. Wait.
Did you do the whole both thing, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got girl gems. Wait, you're a girl. No, I'm not.
It's like, wait. Am I? Damn, that doesn't make sense.
That makes sense whatsoever. Yes, there's a pink tag that just came out of nowhere.
The returning of the wacky password.
The return of the wacky password. Fun times. Who was I? Oh yes. So how did you feel when you realised you were bi?
Confused, like weird. Life felt really weird,
especially at a young age.
Yeah, I was like, I meant to just like one. I'll just roll with it. It wasn't until like, I think, the end of middle school that it started to become apparent that it wasn't actually okay in most people's terms. Like, hey, you can't do that.
Even though legally you're allowed in those times.
This is like when I'm like under 14, though. Yeah. So it was just like, you know.
Yeah, the 90s.
Yes, the 90s.
Well, the good old 90s.
The hammer pants.
And how did you feel when you realised that you were trans?
Horrible. I did a lot of self-hate in regards to that, like, oh, you know, you're a freak, it can't be like this, it's not true, blah, 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 no one's like this in the world, you're just a weirdo, blah, blah, blah. It took a long time to come to terms with it, within myself.
How did you accepted it, or how did you feel when you accepted it?
I basically was going through a huge spell of depression and was like, well, I can't be like this, so I'm just going to kill myself. And then that didn't work, and I kind of came out the other side saying, okay, I've got to embrace this, otherwise my life is just going to be nothing. So it was just kind of like a, yeah, get over it and embrace yourself kind of moment. And it was really freeing, but still kind of isolating.
Did you find someone to help you with support or anything?
The first person in my family that I came out to was my sister Alex. And I basically just started dressing like binding, and then just because we had regular movie dates because we didn't see each other often, and I just started dressing as male and binding and stuff, and she was like, oh, what's your name then? And then that was me coming out to her basically, and then from there she's just been a constant support, which is awesome.
So do you keep in contact with her?
Yeah, she comes to Wacky. Actually, she'll be here later. She's one of these mentors.
Yay!
And when did you how did you feel when you when did you accept it that you were bi?
High school. Yeah. Although I wasn't very vocal about the liking the girl bits, but I it was still known, you know, and I was still okay with it. I was like, oh, yeah.
When did you come out?
The end of high school, like the last year that I was in high school. Yeah. Because, you know, I wanted to date people, so I had to tell them.
Yeah. So, have you been fully transitioned?
What do you mean, like?
Like, have
surgical?
You, yeah.
Okay, because that's a really awkward... Yeah, that's a...
Yeah, sorry.
that's a broad question. No, I am currently on hormones and waiting for surgery.
Mm. When do you know when you get to the surgery?
Top surgery, I'm on a 6-month waiting list, and then it depends at the end of the 6-month waiting list, they either bump you off and start you again, or if you actually get what you need. it's a loophole.
A bit complicated thing.
Yes. Public health service.
Do you have to pay for that?
If you get it, like the bare minimum chance that it gets like funded, the only thing you have to pay is a private consultant fee. But most likely, yes, I'll have to pay for it. Yeah.
So what was the average for that?
Cost?
Yeah.
In New Zealand, it's anywhere between 16 to 60,000. In America, it's between 10,000 and 30,000. And in Thailand, it's average between 9,000 NZ dollars and $13,000.
So you've done your research.
Yeah. I've looked into it a bit.
Yeah. So you're going to do it in New Zealand or?
No, probably in either San Francisco or Thailand.
Make it a little bit exotic.
Yeah. And cheaper.
Yeah. Well, when you're adding up like hotels and flights and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Is that all included as well?
Only in Thailand.
Only in Thailand. Oh, that's quite cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculously cheaper.
I wonder why. This makes you a little bit, like, wonder, but at the same time. But then at the same time, it's like, nah, it's cheaper.
Basically.
Yeah.
So, when you first accepted your sexuality as being bi, did you ever feel that you had to keep it a secret?
No. I've always been pretty open about it. But once that I was past that nervous point of, oh, like I don't go up to someone and say, hi, I'm Nate, I'm bisexual and trans. It's like stuff like that, but like I'm not, if someone asks me or if it comes up about relationships, I'm just tell them the truth. Yeah.
How about you being trans?
No. Just came out.
Yeah. I'll just. You know, I don't hide it. Even with the kids at work, I was real nervous about at first, but, you know. Sometimes they still ask me, you were a girl, eh? Yes.
when you first started it, were you going through transitioning or?
When I first started work?
Yeah.
Nope. I started where I work currently. Mm. I started work there when I was just leaving high school. Mm. So I've been there about 6 years. Mm. So I kind of came out in amongst working there, which was
a bit rocky in a way.
A little, yeah. I was more worried about how people reacted than they actually reacted. So. Mm.
Because when at a young age they don't react to anything, they'll be like, oh, I have a foot.
Yeah, yeah. Ask you like 5 questions about it and then forget about it.
Yeah, and then come back 5 minutes later.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So you've had a bit of a, do you have a bit of a support system there?
With work or?
With your sexuality and trans.
Yeah. Wacky Wits a huge support and my family has been amazing.
And like Rainbow Youth. Did Rainbow Youth help?
Yeah. Tommy was awesome. I've met him through a trans 101 workshop, which was for Hamilton. Like that was like it blew my mind. Like because that was like the second time that I've ever heard anyone say the words like transgender and stuff like that. And I took my mum took me along, and that was like the information from that was just amazing. Like
is there going to be a group that's going to be set up or created for the trans community?
Yes, there is, with Wacky, we're currently working on a transgender, just a meet-up, that will happen, because at the moment there's kind of a gap between younger generation and the older generation of trans people, which are gender and that cover and stuff, but, so we're working to fill the gap, because I know what it's like to not have that kind of people you can relate to, and it's kind of scary. Mm.
So what's it like working with Wacky?
Awesome. It's like one of my passions, basically. Yeah.
Occasionally you get the little ones just running around and just...
Yeah.
As you can probably hear through the door. Oh, it's gone quiet.
Maybe they can hear us.
That's rare.
Yeah, so marshmallows, yes.
Marshmallows?
Oh, no, it's the first thing that came to my mind.
You've been in relationships?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, would you like to tell us about your relationships?
What sense? Like,
well, how being trans affected them, or you being coming out affected them in any way?
I was only out in 2 of my relationships as trans because I've only had 2 actual long-term relationships. Like, the other one was kind of like a couple of months.
A fling and then...
Yeah, basically. You test the waters and decide you're actually like what you're, you know. Mm. compatibly.
Do they know now?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, the flings, do they?
The flings, yeah. And we're still friends. Like, I'm still friends with myself. Which is cool.
But yeah, so how about, were they all fine with you being trans and bi?
No one cared about that. Yeah. The trans thing was slightly, I think it was hard to understand, like it was like a concept that no one had actually, you know, come across.
When was this?
The first time I came out in a relationship was when I was 19, with my long-term boyfriend who had been going out for like 2 years. Mm. So that was kind of big. Like, he always knew that I was just kind of slightly tomboyish and stuff like that, but
yeah. And how about the other one?
That was Anita, and so I was laughing at that to my voice when I said that. She met me when I was out and at Wacky, so
no, that's good then.
That, yeah.
So how do you meet other people in the trans community?
Oh, mostly Facebook. There's like Facebook groups for them and stuff.
Do they come to you asking for advice and stuff?
Yeah, I get quite a lot of that. And since I've been out at Wacky, there's actually been a lot of other people who've come out as trans, which was quite interesting. Mm. Just the dynamics of the group changing and stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah.
Has it increased the group's population?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah, that's good. That's always a good thing.
So, what is your definition of virginity?
that's like a random question change. Okay,
No, it's just that, everybody has a different definition, so I always thought it would be relevant, but at the same time, it's not.
Okay. I suppose you can have, like, your boy virginity and girl virginity. There's the first, like, sexual, the first time you have sex, but then I guess, as well as the first time you have sex with the opposite sex, which is, you know, girl cherry or whatever, but yeah.
So, have you ever received any abuse?
Actually, no.
No?
Maybe like a drunken verbal abuse, like, but that no, okay. Nothing actually. Mm.
Alright. Do you have anything else to say?
No.
No.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the interview.
Thanks, you.